One of the stars of the new National Football League season will debut on Sunday, and it's not a player, it's a stadium. The Arizona Cardinals open their season in their new home, Cardinals Stadium. It's a $455 million project with a retractable roof, nothing unusual there, and also a retractable field. That's something that's already been seen in Europe and Japan, but it's a first on this continent. And to describe and explain this retractable field, we've called upon Michael Lloyd, who's president of CMX Sports Engineers. They played a major role in designing the moving field. Welcome to the program, Mr.
Lloyd. Thank you, Robert.
First, help us try to visualize this. The playing field is in a huge tray on 13 parallel rails, and the stadium sort of open on one end and the tray slides in and out.
That's correct. On game day, it'll be inside the stadium, and everyone will think it's a regular field. And then during the week, it will slide out in one piece into what we call the stored position outside the stadium.
So we think of a pan being pulled out of an oven or a trundle bed perhaps being pulled out from underneath a larger bed.
That's a good visual.
Why? Why have a playing field that spends one day a week inside the stadium and then gets pulled out into an open air a lot, I gather, next to the stadium?
Well, two primary reasons come to mind. The stadium was partially funded by public funds as a multi-purpose facility. And to make that happen for rodeos, political conventions, other type of events, we really could not have a grass field in the middle of the stadium. And the second reason is natural grass fields really want to be out growing in the sun. And retractable domes, even though they are retractable, they don't give good uniform sunlight to the field.
What would happen if on such a field, the day before game day, or 2 days before game day, there were a very, very heavy rain or a storm? Would you put a tarp over the field while it's outside the stadium, or just wheel it under the roof?
You know, more than likely wheel it under the roof. However, the drainage system can accommodate very heavy rainfall, something in the order of 3 inches an hour of water. So even in the most heavy storms that we anticipate here in Arizona, we probably would never have to tarp it.
How thick is the turf, actually?
Well, the turf itself is about an inch thick, and then it grows on 10 inches of a specially designed root zone mix. The overall tray is about 3.5 feet thick.
And I assume it isn't a line of guys pushing the field along the rails. It's
no.
It's mechanized.
It is mechanized. There are 542 15-inch steel wheels, and of that total number, 76 are motorized, each with 1 horsepower motors. And so the 76 horsepower pushes nearly 19 million pounds.
Anything special about that inch of turf?
Well, the particular name of the turf is called Tifway 419. It's a hybrid Bermuda grass. It's a very hardy turf that recovers very quickly. It can be mowed down to about 3/4 of an inch height, which the players love because it makes the game so fast. So it's just a great all-around surface to play football on.
As I understand it, the field presumably would be rolled in to the stadium the day before game day.
That's the plan, is to roll it in the day before. I mean, it takes about 3 people less than an hour to disconnect the drainage systems, the power systems, and then it takes 65 minutes to roll in and 45 minutes to an hour to hook everything back up and goalposts installed and typical game day preparation.
On the other hand, I suppose the Cardinals could sell tickets just to the day before to watch the thing being rolled in. That would be an event in itself.
Well, they did just that, actually. They invited the media and the public, and they rolled the fill in for the first time to music, and it was a fun day.
Well, Mr. Lloyd, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
That's Michael Lloyd, who's president of CMX Sports Engineers. His firm worked on the design of Cardinals Stadium, the first stadium in North America with not just a retractable roof, but a retractable playing field.